course, in the 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, the Democratic candidate for president, was gunned down in California. That was only 4.5 years, of course, after his brother, John F. Kennedy, the president, was gunned down in Dallas. We saw the death also in 1968 of Martin Luther King. But this has not happened in this country really since the shooting of President Reagan in 1981. I think if there's any silver lining to this, it's the bipartisan coming together of politicians in their universal condemnation of this heinous attack. I think that President Biden struck just the right tone with his remarks last night. This is a really dangerous time for our country, I think. Political tensions are running high, and we cannot let violence beget violence. The country must come together and understand that what we have in common is so much greater than our differences. That was the gist of the president's comments last night. I'm glad that he and his political rival, Trump, were able to speak. So let's hope for the best going forward here.
Paul, as a historian, the convention for the Republicans opens tomorrow. Milwaukee, the site of the convention, is where another former president, Theodore Roosevelt, survived an assassination attempt in 1912. The arena is right next to that site. And here we had this taking place yesterday. It seems very unusual.
Well, history often repeats itself. The 1912 attack on Theodore Roosevelt was fascinating. He was giving a speech. He actually continued to give his speech, even though the bullet was lodged in his chest. He was still insisting that he would continue with it. Just a remarkable event. And as you say, that is just yards from where this convention begins tomorrow. I think what's interesting here is that this adds extra importance to this vice presidential selection that Trump is going to make. I mean, can you imagine if the worst had occurred, the convention was supposed to start? We don't know who the vice president is going to be, the vice presidential choice, rather, is going to be. So it adds added importance to that. What an amazing time that we live in. The other thing that's interesting about that is that there's been all kinds of commentary on social media saying, well, this is going to cinch the election for Donald Trump. Well, since we're talking about Theodore Roosevelt, he tried to regain the presidency in 1912, was unsuccessful, and I mentioned the Reagan shooting in 1981. You got to remember that his Republican Party actually got creamed in the midterm election of 1982, so it's way too early to say what politically, this might mean for November. I think we have to be very cautious about making those sorts of predictions.
The news can change literally at the blink of an eye.
It can indeed. So again, we have to be very careful with any predictions going forward. It's inappropriate, I think, to trade to gossip and innuendo and speculation. There's an official investigation underway with federal and state agencies. We have to let them do their job. And that's it. I think we just have to be very grateful that the worst was barely avoided last night. I think all Americans, no matter what their political persuasion, can be thankful for that.